Italian director Federico Fellini was so celebrated in his lifetime that his name became part of the titles of his movies. Fellini's Casanova, Fellini's Roma, Fellini's Satyricon. There's a new documentary on the man behind the name. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition movie critic Kenneth Turan reviews Fellini, I'm a Born Liar.
Canadian filmmaker Damien Pettigrew is devoted to Federico Fellini. He first met the legendary director in 1983 and asked for an interview. He waited a decade before he got it, but Fellini himself called the result the longest and most detailed conversation ever recorded on my personal vision. Then Pettigrew sat on the material for almost another decade before he found a producer willing to finance his vision of how it should be used. By then, Fellini was dead. Pettigrew's documentary, Fellini, I'm a Born Liar, has an intensity and ambition the maestro would have appreciated. Like Fellini's films, it's fascinating and a little bit frustrating. But also like them, the ups far outweigh the downs.
I'm faithful to this disponibility to put myself at the service of this fantasy that I have.
In addition to Fellini, Pettigrew interviewed some of the director's old friends and collaborators, including actors Terrence Stamp and Donald Sutherland. Fellini's alter ego Marcello Mastroianni, however, is unaccountably missing. And the film's overly arty decision not to identify any of the speakers until the final credits is really irritating. Even worse, the film seldom identifies its contemporary footage of famous Fellini locales, so you don't know where you are unless you've memorized every frame of his films. On the other hand, there's an enormous amount to like about Born Liar, starting with that remarkable interview. It reveals Fellini to be an intoxicating conversationalist, articulate, thoughtful, and expansive.
Quindi anche il cinema, che è pittura,
cinema is a form of painting before it's literature, or drama. It's about objects and how light falls on them.
E la luce sugli oggetti.
Though Fellini claims to have had wonderful relationships with his actors, he is immediately contradicted by eye-popping anecdotes from Stamp and especially Sutherland.
Federico and his relationship with the actors was dreadful. You know, he was a martinet, he was a tartar, he was a dictator, he was a demon. The first 5 weeks of shooting were hell on earth.
Equally intriguing is behind-the-scenes footage showing Fellini in the act of directing. For Satyricon, he literally walks the actors through the scene, talking to them beat by beat as they are performing, as if he was directing a silent film.
Look to Martino, Aira. Go with your hands. Turn your head, Martino. Go down, Martino. Look to him with a little smile, caressing.
It is no surprise, then, to hear the director say, things that are most real for me are invented. I feel exiled, a bit empty away from the set. I can't cope with what is called normal existence. Well, who can? Fellini, I'm a Born Liar, shows that the director's ability to invent worlds made him a born filmmaker as well.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.